If you want to live life to the full and have the urge to travel and perhaps do something a bit daring and different, you might consider doing voluntary service overseas. On the evening of Saturday the 5th of July, there's an opportunity to meet former VSO volunteers in Cambridge and find out what it's like to be a volunteer for 6 months to 2 years and to enjoy a family fundraiser music concert at Histon Baptist Church. Here's VSO's Julia Herrick, who volunteered as a general nurse in Sierra Leone. What's the attraction of going on one of these assignments to a country in a far-flung place with no money and having to learn to survive somewhere?
It would be nice to say I had these wonderful, pure ideals, and there was an element of that. But I think most people go for a very great mixture of reasons, and that's healthy. So I wanted a change. I was in my mid-20s. I was single. I wasn't quite sure what my next step was going to be. I'd always been interested in working overseas in developing countries, but I didn't have all the skills that I might have had. I didn't have any midwifery, for instance, and I'd never done any teaching. So I went as a nurse tutor. And I think I went because I did want to do something different. I wanted a bit of adventure. I had a desire, I think, to help, but I don't think I really felt I was going to change the world.
But those sentiments are very much the core feeling that has grown VSO from being a tiny organisation run from someone's kitchen table into the biggest volunteering organisation on the face of the planet. It's an incredible story, isn't it?
Yes, and it's very different, and it's changing all the time, and some things come round in circles. So you're right, started off as a very small organisation for school leavers, and then grew, and we're now sending people, for the mainstream volunteers, average age now mid-40s, we take a lot of people, highly skilled, coming to the end of their career, wanting to do something, taking early retirement. We also have partner organisations around the world, with sort of partnership with Canadian and American and European volunteers, and also quite excitingly within third world countries. So African countries will send volunteers to other African countries and share skills. And we've gone back to sending school leavers too, with an exciting government funded programme ICS International Citizenship.
It's quite surprising that the range of things that you can do a VSO placement on, because it's not just as doctors, nurses and teachers, it's people who are engineers, advisors, even people involved in fashion design and things like that.
Yes, because we support small businesses, so, you know, small business for things like textile design. Yes, there's still a great need for medical personnel, doctors, midwives, nurses, but yes, IT, as I say, business advisors, health promotion, HIV, AIDS, engineers, but there's a huge range. And what we're now doing for the mainstream volunteers is that you can go on the website and you can, a bit like going to a job centre, you can apply for a specific job and see, oh, actually, I've got the skills for that. That would be interesting.
What are the criteria and qualifications needed? Because they do, for visas, for VSO, you need to have a degree, don't you? Or is that absolutely necessary?
It depends on what is being asked, because we respond to requests from the countries themselves. So if they say, this is what we need, then we will try and find it. On the whole, for the mainstream volunteers, we're looking for qualifications and experience. But that's not necessary the case. I mean, if somebody's got a lot of experience, it may be that the qualifications are less important. But it will be what the country wants. And often people are going in to train, so they do need to have the experience. Now, the ICS program is very different. That's 18 to 25s, where no experience or specific skills are required at all.
For you, when you took up your placement and you were getting ready to set off, was it a bit frightening for you?
Was it? I was absolutely terrified. To be honest, I sort of thought it would never really happen, that all I'd have to do is apply, and I probably wouldn't get taken. And then I was taken, and I thought that when I somehow they would find out that I really wasn't suitable. So my moment of terror was when the plane took off and I thought, actually, I'm really going.
It can be. I mean, some of those places that you go to, you went to Sierra Leone, didn't
I
you?
I did.
And some of those places can be quite dangerous hotspots, can't they?
Yes. When I went, which was 79 to 81, it wasn't. And VSO did withdraw for about 10 years during the Civil War. And they're now back there, and that's very positive. And I went back 3.5 years ago and I saw volunteers working there. That was very exciting. Yes, we do. We go back into countries after they've had conflict. But we also are very careful to assess and withdraw from any area where there is problems. So we had to withdraw very rapidly from South Sudan, sadly.
Mm-hmm. Did you find it frightening or was it exciting?
Well, it was both. I was very nervous before I went, and the first few weeks was quite scary. But in fact, looking back, it was probably the most important 2 years of my life.
Tell me about this fundraising event that we come to talk about, which is called, it's a concert at the Histon Baptist Church.
That's right.
The Light Blue Suite. What's going to be happening there? It sounds very exciting. It's a fundraising event.
It is. It is exciting. I'm going to, I also play in this orchestra, the Cambridge Concert Orchestra, and what we do is put on concerts. We have two main sort of thrusts to our music making. One is to promote light music and take music to maybe audiences that are not used to hearing live music. And very much this goes along with fundraising for different charities. So this, I'm wearing two hats here, so I'm playing my bassoon in this concert and promoting it as well. So it's a concert of light music. It's a real mixture, but the centre is a very exciting new piece which has never been heard before. It's been written specially for us, the Light Blue Suite, so you can hear the Cambridge link. It's in three movements. It's sort of light jazzy rhythm, very sort of summery, and it's been a lot of fun. It's a really great piece.
Okay, so the concert is at the Baptist Church in Histon at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, July the 5th. There are a few more things happening there that you want to tell us about.
Yes, well, apart from the this world premiere, we're playing a lot of other music, and I think there'll be something for everyone. We've got some light classical music. We've got music from films and shows, some big band stuff. There's a selection of Frank Sinatra people, music. There's Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance. There's Leroy Anderson's Blue Tango, Irving Berlin's Blue Sky. So it's very family-focused. I think it's an ideal concert for people who are not used to classical music or not used to live orchestral music. I think it'd be great for children to come along. I think it'll be a very exciting, fun evening. There will be tickets at the door, but it would be even better if you could buy them before. You can go to cambridge.vso@gmail.com to buy them online, or you can phone 01223 276 947. And if you were interested in looking at what jobs VSO have to offer or anything about us, go on vso.org.uk.
Julia Herrick, I very much look forward to going to it. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.